A leading Republican presidential candidate loses most of his top aides, causing a big shakeup in the campaign. This is Tom Moore, CBS News. Several top aides to Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson have left the campaign. And their reasons? Well, they say they're frustrated with the influence of the retired neurosurgeon's business manager. And they also are questioning Carson's readiness for the White House. The two political operatives, Barry Bennett and Doug Watts, stepped down with less than 5 weeks before voters in Iowa begin the nominating process with that state's February 1st caucuses. Joining us to talk about what this might mean for Carson's run for the White House is political expert Stuart Rothenberg. He's a columnist with Roll Call, a newspaper specializing in news about politics. So what does it mean for Ben Carson's run overall?
This is terrible news for Carson, and it's hard to imagine that given where he was and now where he is, that the campaign is going to, in one month, be able to redefine itself and run a quality Iowa caucuses.
Now, if we dig a little deeper into that, how does the campaign keep moving ahead in Iowa? Who's running the store?
It sounds like much of the formal team has left, and that suggests a campaign without the kind of professional advice that a winning campaign needs.
And what might it mean for the rest of the Republican field and Carson's supporters?
He still has a significant appeal among evangelicals. He raised some money. He has some people on the ground. But when you have this kind of division among the top folks in the campaign, people close to the candidate, that is a terrible sign. Frankly, a bad indicator of what's going to happen over the next month.
And what does it mean for the rest of the field, the rest of the Republican presidential candidates?
I think it's probably good news for Ted Cruz, who is running very well in Iowa and whose supporters, particularly evangelical Christians, are the same kind of supporters that Ben Carson has had. If Carson loses his support, much of it is likely to go to Cruz, not necessarily Donald Trump.
Thank you, Stuart Rothenberg, columnist at Roll Call. So this staff upset at the Carson campaign, it's one of the latest setbacks there when it comes to his race for the White House. The Carson campaign displaying some pretty significant fundraising power this summer, and for a little while, it was on top of some preference polls. I'm Tom Moore, CBS News.